They see you in the distance, they sense your breath, and they feel the heat of your skin. But despite their tiny brains, mosquitoes probably smell you first, from far away. This is a special facility for simulated blood sucking, a 1,000 cubic meter box in the Zambian forest, enclosed by nets, with six pods for real humans to sleep in.
We like to think of it as the world's largest perfumery for mosquitoes.
Each tent is connected to a heated landing pad fitted with infrared cameras that watch as hungry mosquitoes look for a nightly feed. The researchers who built it are trying to understand how the bugs pick their victims.
And this is quite similar to what a mosquito would experience in nature. When the African malaria mosquito actually enters a home, it actually has to follow warmth currents emitted from the human body of sleeping humans, and often humans are housed in groups. It's quite a busy smelling task for the mosquitoes.
Malaria, a parasite that is carried by mosquitoes, kills more than 500,000 people every year, and nearly half of the world is exposed to it.
It's quite surprising that mosquitoes also have a quite complex nervous system. Their brain actually looks orthologous or similar to our brain, believe it or not. A very, very tiny insect with a powerful sense of smell.
Under the camera, one of the landing pads. It's warm and it emits carbon dioxide just like us, but there are no human scents, so no mosquitoes. Another, same conditions, but with some characteristic human smells. A third, and now the smells are different. The researchers are assembling a menu to isolate the most irresistible whiffs.
We are actually developing synthetic compounds. For example, you can actually poison them, for example, so that they are lured to a specific trap and then poison them so that you reduce the biting of these vectors on humans.
Although the battle against malaria is waged across many fronts, this could help us understand why and how malaria-carrying mosquitoes find us in the night.
The more you understand the enemy, the better equipped you are in fighting the enemy. So it feels very, very, I don't know what word to use, but it's very exciting.
Colin Baker, Al Jazeera.
Still ahead on the Al Jazeera News Hour.